Hey, what is going on, my Listen Up Pal family? Welcome back. The re-debut episode of Listen Up Pal with Brad. Brand new podcast, gonna bring it to you every Friday night. Hopefully by 8 p.m. every Friday. May do other days as well, just depends how much time I have. Keep in mind, this is a free podcast. I don't get paid for this, doing this just on my Apple phone, so no fancy equipment, so if it sounds kind of crappy, oh well. I'll try and get better every week, and want to introduce myself a bit. My name is Brad. I am based in Sacramento, California. Lifelong sports fan. Love it. Love everything about it. My favorite sport is probably basketball, followed by football, and then baseball. So, favorite teams, huge Sacramento Kings fan. I go to about probably at least 30 games a year. Also a Atlanta Falcons fan and a San Francisco Giants fan. So those are all my teams right there that I root for. So being a Kings and Falcons fan, you can tell that I'm a long-suffering fan there. So anyway, I wanted to start out this first edition of Listen Up Pal with just some thoughts. I'm going to give you my NFL picks here pretty quick and my thoughts on the shocking, in my opinion, Donovan Mitchell trade. Before we get started, though, I'm going to shout out my social media. I welcome any requests, any suggestions, anything, how to make the podcast better, or just anything like that. So if you want to hit me up, I'm on Twitter at Listen Up Pal. I am on Instagram at Listen Up Pal. I'm on Facebook at Listen Up Pal, and I have an email as well, listenuppal916@gmail.com. So hit me up on any of those platforms there if you want. Let me know also if you want to see this in a video podcast. I can do this either on Facebook Live or Instagram Live if you want. If you want some more interaction as I am going on the podcast, so keep that in mind as well. And first topic today we're going to cover the shocking, well, we knew he was going to get traded, Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz. It's just we didn't know it was to the Cavs. I was surprised when I saw that a couple days ago that the trade went down. I think it's a win-win trade for both teams, in my opinion. The Cavs, they get Donovan Mitchell. They're in a win-now mode. That gives them a good young core going forward. I think they're going to be a power in the East with Mitchell. You got Evan Mobley there. You got Jarrett Allen. You got Caris LeVert, Darius Garland. They're going to be a good young team going forward in the East. So I think that's a good trade for them. I also like to trade for the Jazz. They're obviously in a rebuild mode. They have tons of draft picks now. What is it? They have 15 draft picks going forward. They got three draft picks in 2023. They got one in 24, three in 25, one in 2026, three in 2027, one in 2028, and three more in 2029. So they're set up for the next, 7 years. So, again, I like to trade for both teams. Gets Mitchell on a winning team with the Cavs and helps the Utah Jazz rebuild. So that's good for them. Now, on to my NFL picks for the year. We will talk fantasy going forward. I've already had two fantasy drafts. I have one more tomorrow night on Saturday. So hopefully I can win all of my leagues. But, you know, if I win only one, that's good enough for me. So, so I'll talk fantasy throughout the year. If you guys are interested in that, let you know how my teams are doing and all that. So, I'm going to give this is just going to be my division winners and my wild cards, for the NFL season going forward. So here are my picks, my expert picks, even though most of the time my picks are wrong, so I wouldn't really go to Vegas or any of the sports betting apps and bet on this. But I'm going to take, we'll start out with the AFC. AFC East, easy one. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. I think they're going to actually be the overall number one seed in the East, or in the AFC. Love Josh Allen, love their offense. Their defense got better, so I'm going with Buffalo in the East. In the North, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. As long as Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase stay healthy, they're going to be good. AFC South, I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I like the Matt Ryan pickup. Love Jonathan Taylor. Best running back in the league, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with the Colts in the South. AFC West, I got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. As long as you have Patrick Mahomes on your team and he's healthy, you're going to win. Those are my AFC division winners. Wild card, I'm going to go Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans, and Las Vegas Raiders for the wild cards. So those are my AFC picks. NFC East, I'm going to go the Eagles in the East. They're the best of the worst in that division, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with the Eagles in the East. Can't bet against Aaron Rodgers, even though they lost Davante Adams. Still got to go with the Packers in the NFC North. NFC South, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As long as Brady can stay somewhat healthy, then I think they'll take the South easy, because the South is, other than the Bucs, pretty crappy with New Orleans, Atlanta, and Carolina. So, and then NFC West, I'm going to go with the LA Rams. I just think their defense, their offense, too good. They'll win the West easy. And for my wild card for the NFC, I'm going to go with Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys, and I had a toss-up between the Cardinals and the Niners, but I'm going to go with the Niners just because their defense is good. I love Deebo Samuel out there, so I'm going to go with the Niners as the last wild card in the NFC. So, yeah, that's it for today. Short and sweet podcast, just to get something out there for you guys. Again, anything you want to know, or anything you want to request or hear about, or anything, any topics you want me to discuss, just let me know. Once again, my social media, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at ListenUpPal. And you can email me anytime, listenuppal916@gmail.com, guys. And yeah, just let me know. Shout me out. And I will talk to you guys next time. All right. Take care. And I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.